Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus, and today on Hercules and the Space Gods, I'm proud to bring you Star Center Olympias, Unarian Revelations. We're going to be celebrating the 70th anniversary of Unarius, that's 70 years of love in action. And here are our guests. We seem to have gotten disconnected. Let me play a quick song and until we get that straightened out.
If you can dream, if you can fly, then your heart can touch the sky, but only if you can dream. If love is true and love is real, pain and sorrow soon will heal, but only if you can dream. Dream till you wake. Dream till you feel. Dream till you know it. Dream till it's real. If you can dream, then you can be bound by love and yet be free, but only if you can dream. When love and trust are deep and fair, there is nothing your heart won't dare, but only if you can dream. Dream till you wake. Dream till you feel. Dream till you know it. Dream till it's real. Dream till it's real. Dream till it's real.
Greetings and welcome back to Unarian Revelations. I am Hercules Invictus, and today we are celebrating 70 years of love in action with Unarius Academy of Science. And we have with us two guests who I'm very pleased to be speaking with. We have Tracy and Kevin Kennedy. Greetings, Tracy and Kevin. How are you?
Doing well. And you?
I'm doing well. And I'm very happy to be hearing both of you. And I'd like to celebrate with you from here in New Jersey. That is amazing that the organization is still around after 70 years, and it's going strong, and it's expanded its mission through multimedia, and they made a movie recently. So I'm very impressed, and I'm very happy. Would you care giving us a brief history, a condensed history of those 70 years?
Absolutely. That sounds great, Hercules. So Unarius was founded in 1954 by Ernest and Ruth Norman. And Ernest was the channel, the original moderator of the teachings, Ruth supporting him and being his polarity and his rock, as you were, to help move the mission forward. And after the first, I want to say, was it 13 volumes or 20 volumes? 21 volumes. I always get that wrong.
Wow.
After the first 21 volumes were channeled through Ernest L. Norman. He made his transition to the inner planes in, I want to say, 1973 at 68 years old. And Ruth then began the channeling of the books and became the head or lead spiritual teacher of Unarius. Obviously, she, through that channelship and that hookup to the inner planes of light, actually established the Unarius Center in El Cajon, an actual physical building, wherein then we as students could go and have classes. And that is where the many books were published through, that came through Ruth Norman. She was really an amazing force for positive consciousness in this world. She established at that center the printing house, the video room, the film lab, the music lab, the art, the costumes, you name it. That is how Unarius was really beginning to be known to the world, is through her tremendous efforts in a positive way to push Unarius into the field of video and film. So that is what she brought forth, along with the classes in past life therapy that were held twice a week, and they're still held twice a week. Up to right now, where we are celebrating its 70th year here on planet Earth. And as I like to, you know, relate to people, I mean, this is the teaching not only of the future, but of right now, to help anybody who wants to live a more progressive, constructive, loving life. So it's a wonderful legacy, but it's not over yet. Each time a student picks up a book and moves themselves forward, they add to the tapestry of that understanding of life that Unarius has brought to this world.
Wow, that is a very concise yet information-filled introduction. Tracy, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Sure, I can add a lot, but I'll keep it brief. The wonderful thing that I love about Unarius is how anybody who takes up the study with the least bit of interest, or the more that they put into it, changes their life for the better and are able to overcome so many different problems that they may have. They're able to express more creatively, feel more peace of mind. And every time I see one of my fellow students have what we call the healing, where they have a recognition of a past life that has caused them issues or past life patterns and has a healing, it raises their frequency, the vibration at which they exist, and you feel it, and everybody feels it. And that person literally becomes more beautiful, more light-filled. And quite often when this happens, the student will have what we call a breakdown, where they have a releasement of that negative energy because they're receiving help from these higher spiritual beings who are projecting healing energy, love, and light to that soul who's trying to overcome something. And when that happens, it is earth-shaking. And we had an earthquake here today, by the way, which we all felt. But it feels like that, only on a psychic level. And it's just wonderful to see. And I've seen that with so many people over the years. And it's there are many books written. We call them testimonial books, where students write about awarenesses that they've had from past lives, what the problem was, what their acceptance was, and acceptance of that problem, and then the change that happens as a result. And a lot of people on the outside might say, well, that's a miracle. It's not a miracle. It's very scientifically explained from an interdimensional process of what's happening, and that's what we study in Unarius, and that's what separates Unarius from so many other teachings that have really good answers, really good insight, but don't present that whole complete picture of each person as an energy soulless being, an interdimensional being. So that's what I love, and that's what I think is the ongoing legacy of Unarius. And 70 years ago, it was considered so far out that we believed in life on other worlds, and we believed that we had past lives. And now, this weekend, we're talking to you from L.A., where Unarius is based in San Diego. We're at the Conscious Life Expo. And people are walking by our booth. We have a booth, and we're going to have a talk on Sunday. And people are walking by our booth and, you know, ask them, well, do you really believe in past lives? And everybody goes, oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, I know I lived in Atlantis. So it's become much more commonplace, which is exciting. And Unarius has been, you know, one of the leaders of this movement of a change in consciousness and accepting responsibility for who and what you are. And how to do that on your own, but not looking outside of yourself, but by studying these texts that the moderator and Uriel brought through, and learning how to apply the principles to yourself, and then see that positive change.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think very highly of Unarius, as you know. One of the things I love about Unarius is that Unarians take responsibility for the world, and we're living in an age when people try to deflect or avoid responsibility and blame others. So it's very refreshing to see people take responsibility for the world, for their world, and for the greater world. Also, Unarius, despite its wealth of information and insight, never tries to convert anybody. The information is available, it's accessible, it's carried on, but nobody's telling you that if you think in any other way, you're, you know, wrong or going to fiery afterlife places or things like that. I also love the Unarius works. You actually can read a book and travel to alternate dimensions. And it really is that miraculous. And I could go on for a while, but I think very highly of Unarius. So I'm very happy that Unarius is celebrating its 70th. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about the event? Because that's something people can tap into now and become part of the history of Unarius.
Well, if you're talking about our anniversary that is coming up next weekend, the 70th, they can actually go online and through Zoom. If they contact us, they'll get that Zoom link. They'll be able to participate on Saturday and partially on Sunday, where the where everything is happening at the Unarius Center in El Cajon. So there'll be video of and film shown of the history of Unarius, some of these different programs that Unarius has made throughout the many years that it's been here, and then we're also going to have music being played and some creative expression. And then we actually have a creativity workshop that's going to be happening. That's on Sunday. I don't believe that's going to be Zoom shown, but at the climax or the peak of the whole weekend will be the contact with the Space Brothers that's happening Sunday night. So there's a lot to be viewed and seen and participate with on Saturday, and then they can listen to and view the contact with the Space Brothers on Sunday. Tracy?
Actually, you can go to Unarius's website, which is unarius.org, and go to the events section, and you can sign up right there. There's a link right on that page of how to sign up for that Zoom for both Saturday and Sunday evening. And, of course, if anybody's in the area and wants to drive, they're more than welcome to come down for Saturday for the open house from 1 to 3 or Sunday evening from, I think it's 7:30 to 8:30. But we'd love to have people participate, whether they're watching from afar as we stream it or if they're able to attend in person. Because it's always, and we can't wait to have you come out and visit Hercules, but it's always so exciting to see people come into the Unarius Center for the first time or again and again after they haven't been there for a while, because the center is just filled with beautiful sculptures. And you can see all this on Unarius' website. There's a Google tour of all the art and creative expressions that Hal Uriel set up the center almost 50 years ago, and how the students have expressed creatively, whether it's through sculpture or paintings all over or floral arrangements, it's futuristic displays. It's just a beautiful place to visit and be, and you just feel so uplifted and enjoy the frequency of it.
And I wanted to share, too, because this is something I kind of geek out on because I am – involved with the video at Unarius and have been since its beginnings when Unarius first set up its video lab. But we're going to be showing in those video film portion of the weekend on Saturday. We recently found some Super 8 and 16 millimeter film of Uriel and the Mater that he filmed of her and she filmed of him. Obviously, there's no sound with it, but it's just fantastic to see some of the interaction between the two of them, and this was filmed, much of it in Pasadena, when they lived in Pasadena and began the Unarius mission. And I love seeing it because it's a piece of history that is just, it's fun to watch. It's fun to see them, expressing and enjoying life outside of the realm of, I'm channeling right now or whatever. It's just really fun to see. So that's going to be part of the weekend as well, and if you like that kind of thing like I do, I love seeing it. Be sure to tune in because it's going to be just a joy. So I hope anybody who has any kind of prompting we'll take it up and hope to see you there on Saturday.
Please feel free to, I posted links to the event of this weekend and then the events page on the Unarius website. Feel free to post anything Unarius related on my Facebook pages, which is where I primarily dwell online.
Thank you very much, Hercules.
And are these films going to be available later on? Like, can someone purchase them, or will they be housed on a website or a video channel?
Oh yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Once it's put together and cleaned up and set. And honestly, I'm going to be doing the editing on this, so I don't like to release anything that I don't feel really good about. But and I'm hoping to have it as cleaned up as I possibly can for the weekend. But yes, once it's really completed and I feel really good about it, people can purchase it. They can purchase a DVD. They can purchase it, strictly as a digital file format, whether MP4 or MOV file. And we're also will be posting that to our Vimeo channel as well. So if you don't want to purchase it, but if you want to go, if you just want to go and watch it, and gosh, I think we have over 50 videos there on our Vimeo channel right now that you can go and view and appreciate and enjoy. Tracy just told me there's only 30. But anyway,
there's a lot.
There's always more being added. And there's always more being added. So, that is what our purpose is at the center of Unarius in El Cajon, is to make sure that everything is available to people who want to take up this study and want to learn more about how to utilize the principles that are taught in the books. So the Vimeo channel, you can go up and watch for free and see all of the different videos, the lessons. Many of the interviews with Uriel are up there right now. And what I do and get ready for this event, this anniversary, the 70th anniversary of Unarius, it will make its way onto our Vimeo channel. And again, if you want to purchase it, I know many people don't want to mess with going on Vimeo. And if they want to have that DVD copy, more than happy to have that available to them as well.
Or
MP4.
Oh, fantastic. That is an awesome thing. I have two and a half shelves that are just the Unarius books and movies and audio. So I'm sure at one point I will order it and treasure it as part of my collection.
Great.
Yeah, and one thing I don't know if you have, since we're talking about history, part of history of what Unarius is and has been around for so long, is that we have now, and I don't know if we've announced this before, available to anybody who wants to purchase it, a book that was put together in the early, I'd say 81, maybe as early as 1979, the Pictorial Tour of Unarius. And it really is just a wonderful, it's just a great, almost like a coffee table book, because it has images of all the different departments, Uriel's descriptions of what was going on in the many different departments and things that were happening at Unarius at that particular point in time. And it's, I think, I want to say it's like $17 or what? Yeah,
$17.
$20. $20, and we have a discount here at the show. That's why that number sticks in my head. But it's just fantastic, because this was published at Unarius, printed at Unarius, bound, many of those copies were bound at Unarius. They're being bound today at Unarius. And it's a wonderful piece of history. And you can actually, see the students and the student body at that time. I think there were over 50 members. You see many of the classes that shows that. So it's another wonderful way to touch that beautiful frequency that Unarius has and creates through the many volumes and DVDs that we do have available.
Yes, that's something else I have to purchase. So my shelving will increase to accommodate the
new
acquisition.
Now, sorry to make the 30-second commercial there, but I just love that volume. It's such a great, the images in there are just fantastic.
And what's really exciting about it, too, it was almost out of print, and then we found a lot of the signatures, which are the individual pages of when it was printed,
but not all of them were there. So Kevin took up this project about 2 years ago with several students, and he re-scanned in the original images or found the original images, typeset it, or worked with other people to reset that page, and then we printed it, and then he also added like an up-to-date thing in the back of what's been happening since. So you don't think that everything happened in 1979 or 1980, but it's still ongoing with the work of Unarius and the creative expression. And then we designed a new cover, but made it look as much as we could exactly like it did when it was published 45 years ago, 40-something years ago. And then we have our own printing press and bookbinding, and Jack and several other students, but Jack headed up getting it actually printed together. So it was a real group collaborative effort, and that's how Unarius has always been, that we students work together on creative projects to share what Unarius is about to people, as you mentioned, don't have to have it forced down their throat, but it's there if they want it.
Now, and again, that's one of the things that I love about Unarius. Now, Unarius profoundly affected both of your lives separately and together. And you've shared that on other shows, but for folks who don't know how profound an effect the teachings of Unarius can have on one's life, can you share a little bit about your own journeys with Unarius?
Sure. Kevin has a wonderful story that I think he should share, but I'll go ahead and start. And I think it was about 2 years ago, we did one of your shows about the psychic nature of cancer. And what happened with me is I, three years ago, was diagnosed with colorectal cancer. And I had been healthy my whole life, always taking really good care of myself. It just came out of nowhere that I had this disease and had, you know, no symptoms, felt fine, but just, you know, regular physical. And I said, well, you should get this checked out. You know, you're 60 plus years old. It's time to, you know, see if anything's going on. Well, much to my surprise, I was diagnosed with colorectal cancer. And it wasn't far along, but as, you know, any cancer diagnosis can always turn south and you can lose your life, although we don't believe in death, but still. So I went through chemo, radiation, a surgery. I had to have an ileostomy. I went through more chemo, had a reversal surgery, had another surgery after that, which on the outside, anybody can look and say, well, that must have been awful. Well, on a physical sense, it was. It was very uncomfortable. I had a lot of things happen during that whole process that were not fun. However, the whole time I was working with the principles of past life therapy, and I was able to see and recognize so many different past lifetimes that even in the worst of some of the procedures that I had, because there were numerous procedures in addition to the surgeries, pre and post and after and whatnot, I was always able to look at the positive side of this. What can I learn from this situation? What am I reliving with this situation? I saw several past lives of that were the cause of it, and then my interactions with doctors, with nurses, with different people. I just went on and on and on with how much help I was able to get from being able to utilize the principles of past life therapy and not see myself as a victim, but see myself as this is just another huge opportunity for me to make tremendous progress with the acceptance of all the things that were happening in my physical were had a cause in past lives of things, how I misused energy in different situations, and it went on and on and on. And I came out of it. I've now had 2 years of, you know, completely cancer-free, feel great, have my energy back.
Awesome.
Anatomically, my body's not the same. It never will be, but physically, I feel great, and mentally I feel phenomenal because I was able to have that experience and have that help of not feeling sorry, woe is me, but wow, I'm getting so much help, and what can I learn from this situation? So that's just one of many, but that's the biggest one in my lifetime because it consumed my life for 2 years. Even though I went about, you know, my life lived and worked and exercised and did all kinds of things, but participated in Unarius. However, I had the opportunity to learn a lot as a result of that. And Kevin has a completely different type of story, but just as powerful.
Well, that was and is powerful. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, what makes me, I love that Tracy's able to share this because there's so many people that go through, as you know, different diseases and problems physically that don't understand why. You know, that's the common thread through so many situations where a person says, why me, why me? And with this understanding of life, Tracy was able to say, well, why me is because of what I was involved with in a previous existence, in a previous lifetime. And then to see the strength that she had through this whole situation, and, you know, it's traumatic. You go through anything like this, it's extremely traumatic. But the doctors kept saying to her and me, as I was involved with it, you look so good, you look so, you're so positive, this is, you know, and they felt the love and the overcoming that she was having as well, which obviously helps in the surgery. The whole approach is so different to what your average person goes through, and when they get involved in a situation like cancer and what Tracy went through with it. So I'm so supportive of her and what she went through with that, and especially because she didn't allow it to bulldoze her, you know, like most people would be down and or you know, feeling sorry for themselves. She was able to say, okay, this is the, you know, one step at a time. This is a learning lesson, and she really did it. So I just love and appreciate her commitment to utilizing what we're studying and then to see the results, the positive results of that. So for me and my overcoming, I mean, I've just had so many different examples and situations and things that have happened in my life to help in this whole process of becoming a better person. That's what Unaris is all about, is learning to become a more constructive human being and to change the bias of these many psychic shocks and negative experiences we've all gone through in past lives. Well, I grew up in a family where my father was an alcoholic. And, I mean, we're talking just a stumble-down, drunk alcoholic. So, you know, it was a very painful growing up. I left home at 17, and shortly thereafter made my contact with Unaris, and I just had the interaction with my parents, which happens with so many people, was so stressed, and so there's so much animosity because I didn't understand why I was involved incarnated into that family, and I didn't feel relative to them. I thought they were loony. I thought, you know, they had problems. That was obvious. But then, of course, you know, I was blaming myself and, you know, all the other things that go along with that. But as I began my studies of Unaris, I began to realize that, you know, I'm blaming them. The reality is that we have past lives where we weren't so nice to each other. And in the process of going through the many tools that we have in Unaris, you know, through analyzation, through keeping a journal, through, you know, really doing the self-reflection, and most importantly, because Unaris allows us or gives us that contact to these, you know, guardian angels, if you want to call them that, we call them the brothers, on the inner planes who are prompting, inspiring, and helping every one of us. Through that contact, I was able to trace it back and begin to see that, you know what, the interaction with my father and why that was so painful and so difficult was through many lifetimes where he and I fought against each other on the battlefield. So what I recognize, because my father had such issues and the animosity between us was so big, that finally I had this breakthrough recognition. I said, oh my gosh, I know that I fought this man on the battlefield and I had killed him. And that's what, you know, he's remembering. He's remembering the humiliation of somebody killing him on a battlefield, that I was the one that did it. And here it is coming back again, this going back and forth, and this revenge and animosity between us and anger was what came through in the present. Now, how I live that, I'm going to tell you this is incredible, because everything we go through in our lives is a reflection of where we've been before in past lives. That's where the energy comes from. That's where the motivation comes from. So my father began, when I was young, 9 years old, teaching me how to golf. Now, we went to a golfing range, you know, where you hit golf and you hit golf balls and you practice and learn to swing the club and all this. Well, I'm 9 years old, and, you know, just from a psychic point of view or a symbolic point of view, what you can look at a golf club as a, you know, whether it's a axe or a weapon of one kind or another, you know, you're swinging something. And so he was standing behind me, and he says, okay, go ahead and swing the club. Well, I took the club back, and he was standing in the exact wrong spot. I hit him in the temple. He crumpled to the ground. Now, I'm 9 years old. I have all these older adults rushing up to see what the heck is going on. And I'm just like, but he told me to swing. So, you know, your average person would say, wow, that was a weird accident. As a Unarian, what I recognize, you know, here I am many, many years later analyzing the situation, I realized, oh, my gosh, that was a reliving of me killing him from the past. So when I have these awarenesses and recognition, the animosity obviously began to dissipate, and I recognized he did the best that he could with what he understood about life in his relationship with me. And I was not living at home at that point in time. He was still an alcoholic. But I wrote him a letter, and basically in the letter I just said, Dad, I want you to know that I love you, and I know that you did the best that you could in raising me, and I want you to know how much I appreciate what you did for me. And, you know, on the letter I wrote, Mom, don't open this, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Well, after I sent the letter off, about 2 or 3 days later, they lived in Tucson, I was in San Diego, I had this dream where my mom was talking to me and asking me, you know, what's going on, and I thought that was a weird thing when I woke up. Like the day later after that dream, she shows up in the restaurant I was working at, completely unannounced, and said, you know, what the heck is going on? What did you say to your father because he's quit drinking?
Oh, wow.
And what that proved to me, which is what Unarius teaches, is it's not your fault or my fault. It's our fault. We went through some experience together. It was this dance that we have done, a karmic dance that we did between us, involved in these past life situations. And that energy has got us all tangled up and all bundled up with all kinds of resentments and angers and everything else, and it's influencing our lives in a very negative way. And when we can dissipate that, amazing things happen. And my dad quit drinking. And I know what it comes down to is I had released all that anger, all that resentment, and recognized his soul and recognized this, you know, beautiful person underneath all that other stuff. There's still that soul that's there. And in that, he was able to let go too and walk away from being an alcoholic. So, you know, it was just, to me, people would say it's a miracle. It's not a miracle. It's cause and effect. And, you know, now where he goes from there is up to him. But I was no longer holding him to that point of view. And he was able to, and I was no longer, you know, presenting that energy to him of you're awful, you're an asshole, you're whatever. And because I let go of that, he was able to be free. So that's the power of being able to understand you've lived before and utilizing the principles that we teach in Unarius, because it's a transformative understanding of life. I mean, you can just, it's amazing what happens when any one of us takes these principles, makes them our own, and then is able to discharge these negative vortexes that are within our psychic body, as we put it.
That's a powerful story as well, and I can identify with the point where you said that you realized that he was doing the best he could with who he was and what he knew. And I remember when I arrived at that understanding, it liberated me from a lot of these things that I was carrying around, and I was able to let it go. And now I just basically have the realization there all the time that everybody is doing the best they can with, you know, who they know and how they are at that particular moment in time. And that if they knew any better, they'd do differently. And then you reflect on your own life when the same could be said of you, that basically you made, you took actions that you, in retrospect, realized that you shouldn't have taken, but you took them because you were who you were at that particular point in time, and that was the best you can do. And that frees you from a lot of life's inner storms, I found.
It really does, doesn't it? Because now for me, I've also taken it where I recognize it's not my job to try and fix other people.
Right.
it's my job to change the emotional state of consciousness that I've carried through who knows how many lifetimes. and to recognize over and over and over again the spark that's a part of each and every one of us. So yes, it's a completely different point of view, and it's a constant learning because as you know, that constant reaction that comes up in our interactions with other people is our schoolwork. And that's where we're going to learn, and that's where we have to change it from theory into actual practice and utilize what we are studying to make a difference. So, yeah, absolutely.
And I'd like in the future, when we're not celebrating 70 years of Unarius, to revisit that topic. I know we've touched upon it many times, but the insights that both of you were sharing, they're very powerful, and they're based on very powerful real-life experiences that you've had. And I think that the things you said tonight, we could devote a whole hour just on that topic of, learning to let go of things that you're holding on to that are wreaking havoc in your life and the lives of others. So I'll ask about something else. I'm excited about the Unarius movie, and I've been hearing about it for nearly a decade, I believe. And I'm glad that journey is finally over and that the movie's been shown to test audiences. Can you share a little bit about the movie and when it will be coming out?
Sure. So it's a documentary. It's 90 minutes long or 91 or 92 minutes long. And right now it's only being shown at select theaters because it's film festivals. It was shown in Los Angeles two times in November, and I think both times in November. And the next place it's going to be shown is at the Big Sky Festival in Missoula, Montana in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks. And
wow.
Anybody's really interested and wants to watch it, they can pay $150 and be able to watch virtually all the shows, all the films that are going to be shown.
It's like 3 days of film.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's eventually the idea is that producer, documentarian Jody Willey did work on it for 9 years and did thorough, extensive research into the history of Unarius, interviewing students, looking at archival footage, materials, books, videos. She really, really, really did her homework. And she was collaborating with all the students to make sure that what she showed was accurate. And we were able to watch a rough cut back in, I think it was in May. And then she came back and spent another 5 months fine-tuning it because she got some really good constructive criticism and a lot of support because it was good at that point. But when we saw it in LA the first time and all the students went, there were I think about 15 or 16 of us, we got dressed in costume, we went and watched the documentary. There were so many people there who were so appreciative. And when you watch the documentary, it's very powerful. And the underlying message is love. And I mean, I have tears talking about that's what happens during the documentary. People cried. It's so good and powerful. I'm going to let Kevin talk.
It very much so is.
Thank you.
It's just a fantastic movie. We love it and appreciate it. And it shows a little bit of a wart and what have you that Unarius has or went through and its evolution. But the most important thing is that it shares that love and the creativity that is the signature of Unarius, the creative output. So it bases most of the doc is about the time from like 1976 to probably 1985 or so, 86, somewhere in there, when all this, the films and the videos were being produced. And it's just it's beautiful to see. So, yes, it's being shown in Missoula. And then shortly thereafter, it's going to be shown in Athens, Ohio, again in another film festival, Hot Springs, Arkansas in April as well. So it's making its way, and because of the nature of documentaries, they're made and they're usually made, with people begging for money, and
right.
This is no different to get the money together to actually make the movie. So they do have many executive producers and people that have helped, but they're still trying to sell the movie. So it's not out there, everywhere yet until they find somebody who's willing to say, yes, I'm going to give you that, $1 million, whatever it is, and I will help you, spread and publish and produce and not produce, but publicize this documentary. So we're very appreciative of all the work that Jody put into it, and we've seen some fantastic response from people in the audience who have seen it. And like Tracy said, they walk out of the theater quite frankly blown away, because so many people have this view of Unarius as a UFO cult, or, you know, this weird little thing over there. And when they see, because they get to really see some of the true interactions and the healing that took place at Unarius, it's incontestable proof of the power of what Unarius is teaching and talking about. So I'm excited about it. And Tracy and I are going to Missoula, and we'll be talking and doing a Q&A after there. In L.A., we did a question and answer with myself and Paula Rich Greenwood and David Osmore, who is the filmmaker of The Arrival. We were interviewed by – who were we interviewed by?
Well, the second time was really pretty exciting, because Elijah Wood, the actor who was Frodo in The Lord of the Rings,
yes,
he is now one of the executive producers with his film company, and I can't remember the name of it. But he was on stage with Kevin and his fellow co-partner and several other people and asking questions. And Elijah absolutely loved the documentary, as did everyone there. But it was real – I mean, I was right up there. They invited the rest of the students to come up. And you look
That's
in his
awesome.
Eyes, he's like, this is great. Yeah, it was – really, you know, Frodo loves the Unarius documentary. But it was just, everybody there just loved it. And we're sincere. We had people coming up who we'd never met before, thanking us for what we, you know, did and what we are doing, and that we're there in costume, and they got to see Unarian students. And it felt like we were celebrities, which is kind of strange because we're not. But it was really exciting to be acknowledged for the hard work that we've been doing over the years as students to take responsibility for ourselves, and then have people actually come out and say they appreciate what we're doing was really very touching.
But you are celebrities. You've been on countless video productions and audio productions, and you've spoken to live audiences, countless live audiences. So in a sense, you are celebrities. So I'm glad that you're being recognized as such.
Yes, it was, you know, I guess it is what it is. But I just, as I always relate, and I, you know, continue to say, is that my whole overcoming is in telling the truth of the power of what Unarius teaches. I'm not proselytizing, like you said, and I'm not trying to convince anybody to do anything. But if I can share with others how much and how beautiful this teaching is, then I've done what I've come here to do on this world. Each and every one of us has set up a plan before we incarnated in this lifetime. And that this is mine. It's to change the bias of so many of these past lives where I kept the word of truth going out, or I distorted the word of truth that was brought by these masters who have visited our world and other worlds as well. So this lifetime, it is my opportunity to present the truth to people and give them... just as I, you know, talked about the freeing I experienced with my father, and he thus became free, I know that in my overcoming and being able to share the love that Unarius has shared with me, that is freeing up other people as well, all those connections I have with them, so that they can live a free and constructive, loving life without the you know, those little psychic attachments that may be coming from my consciousness in a negative way. So that's what I'm doing. I'm changing that bias, and I love and I'm appreciative of that. And if you want to, you know, say, oh, well, you're a little bit of a celebrity, whatever. I'm not concerned about that.
That wasn't my point to say I like being a celebrity. That was not it at all. But
No. I didn't mean to infer that at all. It's just that you guys have been sharing your truth powerfully and consistently and reliably for many, many years. And I've been interacting with you guys for many, many years. So I'm not saying that your egos are puffed up or should be puffed up or anything. It's just that you are celebrities. You know, you're out there in the public and you represent something good and you're sharing it. And That is an awesome thing. I'm pretty much doing the same thing. And people see me as a celebrity, although I don't feel like a celebrity. But we were shopping in Target, and some woman saw us and turned to somebody else that she was at the cart with, said, "He's a celebrity." So I told my wife later on, we had a good laugh about it. But
well, that's about what we do, too.
We've had people say that to us. I've seen you on TV. It's like, oh, no, what was I doing? I did want to bring it back, if we could, to Ernest and Norman, the co-founders of Unarius, because they are not people that we proselytize, we worship in any way, but they were just examples. They're two cosmic visionaries, and when they met and decided to pursue this mission of sharing this teaching scientific format, of which they both brought through in many different previous incarnations on planet Earth, whether as the moderator, Ernest Norman, as Anaxagoras, Uriel had a lot of incarnations as Socrates, and just goes on and on and on and on. But their whole purpose was to bring these teachings in a modern format for people to understand. And what I just have to share this because I find this fascinating. When they first started the teachings, the moderator would start voicing, and Uriel at the time would sit and hand write what he was saying. And then they bought what was called a Verityper, and she learned how to transcribe, how to typeset the book so that they could put it in book format. And this was like a mom and pop operation, literally out of their garage in their house. So fast forward to today, we've taken these teachings from the original lesson course, The Infinite Concept of Cosmic Creation. It originally made it to a slideshow. Then it was made into a video. We have it on audio. With all the, every time new technology comes around, we're constantly bettering that lesson course. So the audio has been digitized. It's been cleaned up. The whole lesson course, there were original 13 lessons and then 7 advanced lessons. Kevin has worked on over the years adding new images, new graphics, new text, so that it's cleaner. Then we add new audio to it. So we're constantly striving to make sure that those teachings are in as pristine a format for people to learn from. What's so interesting, one of the things that I help with is the archive room. And about 2 weeks ago, I was in the archive room trying to organize it because there's so much stuff, especially with Jody working on the documentary. Well, I came across stenographers' notebooks, which were handwritten notes, actual verbatim, of Uriel writing down what the moderator said. And then I found a poetry, and also from the lesson course, and I found the poetry book that it came from. And there it is, what she wrote down verbatim and then typeset and then put into book format and a book of poetry, which were some of the original books that the foundation sold. So it's just wonderful to see the examples that they were for us of how they knew that their mission was to bring this message to help move humanity forward once again in another incarnation, and how appreciative we are. And they always were very humble and said, this is all we're doing, is bringing the messages from these higher advanced beings who live on atomic and non-atomic on the celestial planes, so that they can continue to help all of us learn how to become those cosmic beings that they are and were examples of. And imagine what our future will be like. And we've talked a lot about past lives, but another very important aspect of the teachings of Unarius is that we have a positive future.
As yes.
We were all talking a little while ago about how we learned to accept who we are and accept other people. Well, a big component of that is not being judgmental and catching when we're judgmental. Well, imagine what it will be like when more people are able to understand this concept and not be judgmental of somebody who practices a different belief system. Or, warring is really incurring karma on yourself just because you don't like what they believe in or don't like how they look or don't like what, you know, culture they come from. That's the positive future that we have, that we've been able to learn from these teachings that exist already on these other planets and universes and galaxies and universes, where people have learned how to accept these principles and live with them and make their world a better place. And that's what we have to look forward to on planet Earth. And it's very humbling to be able to be a small part of that by working on changing myself and knowing that we all have this infinite potential.
And you read my mind. I was going to close with, we've seen 70 years in action, of love in action. And what do you see? see for the future? And thank you, Tracy. You read my mind and you answered the question. Kevin?
Oh, good.
Well, as was stated, the most important thing for any one of us to be able to understand and share with the world is there's so much negativity right now and negative news. But to keep in our consciousness and keep that light in our mind that we do have a positive future ahead of us, that our future is, you know, we're going to be not just contacting mentally these beings from these other worlds, whether they're physical worlds that are more advanced than ours or the inner planes of light, but that we will then be able to have physical interaction with beings from other worlds. And our world will become a much more lighted planet, a planet that is living in harmony with the cosmos, in harmony with infinite intelligence, in harmony with each other. And we won't have the prisons. We won't have the wars. The hospitals will be completely different because instead of cutting people apart to take, you know, take care of these diseases and problems that people are going through, they will, in our future, will be developing these oscillators and technologies that will be able to put the waveforms within that person's psychic anatomy that are causing the issue, causing the cancer, causing whatever physical problem that person is going through, and recognize that, put it out of phase so that person will no longer have that disease without cutting up the body. So we have just this amazing future ahead of us where physically our world is going to become much more intelligent, but even more importantly, spiritually, we're going to become much more intelligent, and we're going to be able to carry that light and that understanding into everything that we do. Right now, this world is, you know, we're seeing it. Technology is going crazy. It's just advancing so quickly, and people don't have the spiritual understanding or maturity to know how to deal with that advanced technology. So it's kind of at this razor's edge where people can take the technologies that we have available to us and utilize them in a very negative way if they're not careful, and re-incur some of these things that we talk about in our books and our lessons and in the videos that we produced about Orion and Lemuria and Atlantis, where technology went down a negative path. But now, you know, instead of allowing that to happen, as we work out and we share with others what happened in the past and what's now happening in the present, and where we can be in the future, we, with that understanding, we can produce a positive bias and move us towards that really wonderful future of having a light-filled, peace-filled planet. So, you know, whether it was Tesla who wanted to share with this world a wireless source of power that would produce a paradise, or, you know, the moderator in Uriel saying this world can change for the better, but it takes that spiritual maturity and that working with the principles that we are bringing from these inner planes of light. We can see this tremendous change that will happen for the better for our planet.
And that's something else I love about Unarius, the positive and progressive future that it promises and everyone works on making a reality.
Yep.
The reality happens, as we say over and over again, because each one of us is taking responsibility for ourselves and our lives.
Yes. Well said. Thank you. We have a few minutes left, and Unarius is accessible in a variety of ways that you mentioned during our conversation. Can we close with a summary of what is going on now in the next couple of weeks that people can jump in on and become part of the Unarius experience? And also, if they're looking to learn more about Unarius, what are the best places to go?
Absolutely. The first place, best place to go is to Unarius's website, which is unarius.org. And if you go to our classes and event page, you'll see what classes we have, ongoing classes in past life therapy. You'll see everything listed about the anniversary event next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Unarius's official anniversary is February 14th, but we're celebrating next weekend. And on Saturday, 1 to 3, excuse me, Pacific time, we're having open house. That will be streamed live, and you can sign up on our website to get the stream. On Sunday, we're having a workshop in the morning that, unless you can physically come and visit, will not be streamed. Sunday evening is a transmission, a mental transmission with, we call them Space Brothers. That will be streamed. And again, you can sign up for that on the webpage. We have ongoing classes. As I mentioned, in past life therapy, we have, if you sign up, go to our website and say you want to sign up or email us at Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, at unarius.org. You can sign up and we'll put you on our mailing list. We will not bombard you, but you'll get messages about books that are available, new books that are available, new DVDs that are available, special class, special topic class, work creativity workshops that we're having, any open houses. And so you might get something from us once a month, if that. But there's a multitude of ways. If you have any questions about Unarius, you're welcome to call and or email us. But by all means, check out that website, unarius.org. We also have a pastlifetherapy.com website, a teslaenergy.org website, and there's just a wealth of information.
I also like to just very quickly say, if anybody and your and any of your listeners are in the Montana area and want to come to Missoula and watch the new documentary there, that'd be fantastic. And again, we're going to have a Q&A after the documentary is shown. That would be fantastic to see you there as well. So,
Hot Springs, Arkansas on April, I think it's 6th, and then in Columbus, Ohio, near Columbus at Ohio State University. I'm not sure if I got the name of it correct. On probably April 9th will be another film festival that Unarius will be part of and the documentary will be shown.
So lots of things going on. And if you, as Tracy said, if you get on our email list, we keep everybody informed of what's happening and ways that they can take part and see what's going on and participate in a positive way.
Oh, and Kevin also mentioned earlier, we do have a Vimeo channel and we also have a YouTube channel.
So YouTube,
you can see short clips of you can see short clips of just about every video or full movies on the Vimeo channel. I think that's about it. There's a lot.
there is a lot. Thank you so very much to both of you. I've missed you. It's a great honor and my pleasure to be speaking with both of you. Thank you for the gift of today's conversation. And be well. I wish you success in all your ventures.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us. We always appreciate the opportunity to share Unarius.
Yeah, absolutely. Love you, Hercules, and hopefully you'll be doing well next time we speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Good night, and I love you guys too. You're awesome.
Likewise. Bye.
Bye. And thanks to our wonderful audience for tuning in. Whether you clicked on a link and found yourself here, whether you called and you're patiently waiting in our queue, or whether you're going to check the podcast out later on demand, until next time, this is us wishing you joyous journeys and amazing adventures, as well as a happy and healthy new year. Good night, everybody.